Would you please rise for the reading of the gospel? Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden, nor one after lighting a lamp puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. The concept of light. It's such an important concept for us who are believers in God, who are disciples of Jesus Christ. It's such a significant concept right from the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, first paragraph, first words, "The earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, and the breath of God," or in Hebrew, the ruach of God, or the spirit of God, "was moving over the face of the deep." And then God spoke the first words of the Creator, "Let there be light." And there was, and God saw that it was good. Permanent darkness is not what God desires. It is being in the light, and light, especially as described in Genesis 1, is associated with life, with creative forces, with seeing, with the coming of change, with goodness. Being in the dark is equated with a shadow of death, with confusion, with chaos, with hidden things, with secrets, with sin. The concept of light, we hear it over and over and over again in the biblical text. We hear it throughout the Old and New Testaments. In the prophet Isaiah, we hear these words from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." The breath of God in the deep darkness, moving, speaking, proclaiming, light is shining. Isaiah 60, verse 1. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Light comes upon those who lived in the dark, a great light meant to ring out with the glory of God. Now, as disciples of Christ, we believe the light of the world is Jesus. From John's Gospel, Jesus is associated with this image of light connected to that very first book of the Bible, Genesis. In John's Gospel, first chapter, first paragraph, first words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." So the event of Jesus Christ coming into the world is as if the light has come into the places of darkness. And when Jesus begins his ministry in Matthew's gospel, right before these words I read to you, Matthew quotes Isaiah 9. And we learn that the light of the world, Jesus, has come into the world, and Jesus announces, "Change your hearts and lives. Change your hearts and lives." In baptism, in Holy Communion, in coming forward during an altar call, at ordination, in moments of prayer, in moments of quiet epiphanies, in times of joyous singing, or in hands-on mission for Christ, the light can be seen and experienced And we have the opportunity to claim our identity as beloved sons and daughters of God with changed hearts, and to turn in God's direction to shine with the light and give glory to God. The light shining into changed hearts embraces love and purpose, to move in the footsteps of Jesus, if you will. Christ's light is a beacon for us, a way out of the darkness. Think of all the kinds of lights that are like beacons helping us find our way out of scary conditions. There's the lighthouse beacon that calls to ships, marking dangerous coastlines or hazardous reefs, giving guidance and safe entry into harbors. Or the flashlight that will help us see at night when the power goes out in our house, or helps us see a trail in the dark. To literally see when darkness is all about us. The same function of a flashlight is true of a torchlight, or a light bulb light, or a car's headlight, or as in Matthew's scripture today, the lamp light. To help us see in the dark, to move out of the dark, to help us find our way. Imagine yourselves in a dark room, or a tunnel, or even imagine yourself as a survivor in a collapsed building after a tornado has come through. In such places, a ray of light makes all the difference. A ray of light brings hope. Now I can see my way out of this dark room. Now I can find the end of this tunnel. Now someone will find me and I can be saved. A ray of light brings hope. Jesus, the light of the world, is also the hope of the world, the one who saves us. The light, the salvation of Jesus, brings hope and life into hearts filled with despair and living in the dark. Yet salvation never ends there as solely some kind of personal thing. It never ends there for Christians. We see and believe and are saved by the light of the world. But Jesus not only said, "I am the light of the world," he also said, as this scripture says, "You are the light of the world. We are the light of the world." And the light of the world calls us to shine as well. Changed hearts and changed lives lead to that metaphor of the city set on the hill. Because people turn on the light not only to see, but to be seen. Like that city on the hill, we are to be seen, not to hide our light under the bushel basket. We are not to hide the light of the living Christ within us. We are to turn it on and let it shine. Christians are to be God's light, showing God's ways, showing the good, exposing the wrong, living as a beacon like the city on the hill, like the lamplight shining so all may see in the house. If my heart is changed by the light of the world, then I won't hide my faith. I won't hide my belief. I won't hide my joy. I won't hide my hope. I won't hide my optimism, because I know the world can be a better place because Jesus has changed me and transformed me into a better person. Some may ask, well, where is my lampstand? Where is my hill? Where am I supposed to shine? And frankly, friends, the hill is wherever we are standing. And there is no better place to shine than where we are right now in our lives. The light source is not us anyway. The light source is Jesus. And we are lit by Christ for the sake of the world. And that's a holy light. Now, so far, I've been talking mostly about bright, shining lights, but there's another kind of light, sort of symbolized by moonlight or starlight or candlelight. It helps us see, that's true, but its function is slightly different. It isn't just about seeing in the dark. It's also about radiating beauty out into the world. Holy light. Nothing is so inspiring as those Christmas Eve services, as people raise those candles and a holy light permeates the place. Stained glass during the Gothic Age was used to lighten dark cathedrals. And then craftsmen began to paint the glass, and then they created visual sermons, you might say, or messages in the glass with stories and figures from the Bible, because most people couldn't read the Bible, and so this was meant to show them the Bible. And the idea was that as the sunlight shone from the glass, on the glass from the outside, as it filtered through those windows and radiated into the church, it would be seen as a beautiful light. It was hoped that the messages in the stained glass and that filtered holy light would help worshipers experience the glory of God. People need us to glow so they not only see the light, but they see the beauty. Each member of the families that have gathered here today received a piece of stained glass as they came into this worship space. This stained glass for me is a symbol of holy light, a symbol of the light that comes from Christ into our hearts, changing hearts and lives, radiating within and then radiating out, filtering out into the world. This memorial service gives tribute to your loved ones, those who shared the holy light, who shared the light from within and shone it outward, who radiated it from pulpits, in mission, in service, in conversations, in living by example. They did not keep the light hidden, the light of Christ that had changed their hearts and lives. They did not put it under the bushel basket, but they placed it on the lampstand for all to see. Because faith doesn't stay under the radar. It is to be carried out to our homes, our schools, our workplaces, the town square, carried inside us and lighting up all we do and say in the name of Jesus, the light of the world whom we follow, the light of the world which illuminates, who illuminates our hearts, our minds, and shows us new paths and new directions. I believe at every one of our births, at your birthday, at my birthday, God saw all that we could become. And God has been calling us into that image every single day since, to reflect the beautiful, holy light of Christ from within and out into the world. We honor. And I have been sitting in those seats twice, first for my father, then for my mother. We honor and we praise your loved ones who serve the Iowa Annual Conference faithfully and well, because they experienced the light of Christ in their hearts and heard and followed the call into ministry. They are your beloved fathers and mothers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, friends. But today we honor them as devoted servants of Christ, shining the light before others in good words and good works to bring glory to God. There is a wonderful song. I've sung it many times. It's called Go Light Your World. And for me, it carries much, much meaning about this holy light. The first verse, there is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. Carry your candle. Run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless, confused, and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle. Go light your world. Beautiful words, meaningful words. This concept of light, a part of who we are as the followers of Jesus, a part of your loved one's life as they served faithfully in this conference, and the churches that we also remember today, filled with individuals who were carrying that light and shown it out into the world. Be a holy light like these we remember today. Be one who enlightens others and is a delight in the eyes of God. Let us be who Christ is calling us to be, a reflection of grace, hope, love, and light. Praise to the living Christ. Alleluia and amen.